Poetry on the Radio. Today, Mirsad Ramic.
Steve-o, I drive through a posh suburban street. Everyone here wears silver hair. Drives shiny silver cars. Lives life with flair. Children ride bikes to grammar. Look so neat. Women walk fluffy obedient dogs. Oh, so sweet. Carry bags for and with their shit. In the sunset on fancy patio, handsome gigolo living the dream solo. Dressed for polo, clad in Ralph Lauren, glass of vino and phone in hand. In my street lives Bricky's labourer Dave, in his faded stubby shorts for every season. He fiddles around in his shed, no reason, stacked with fishing and camping gear. There he guards a fridge packed with beer. His friend Joe calls him Steve-o. Joe pulls up in a Statesman, in Arvo, looks grand with the beer in his hand. Dog walkers stop by, wait in casual mode, as their pet takes time, releases the load. They carry a bag, but leave the turd behind. Small patches of a neglected lawn do not mind. Native dogs bark, enraged, disappointed, I find. The poem plays with the associations of where one lives. There are good suburbs, posh suburbs, trendy suburbs. There is the north and south, Canberra and Queanbeyan. Social, economic, ideological and intellectual associations are channeling us into classes. We in a classless society. Everybody in Canberra has something to say about Queanbeyan, usually derogatory, inaccurate and pretentious. My Queanbeyan neighbours have not crossed the border for years. Many Canberrans have only driven through Queanbeyan on their way to the coast. The border is a defunct railway line. I love Queanbeyan and its unique and colourful history. I love the elements of a traditional Australian country town preserved there. I love its multi-ethnic mix and a touch of anarchy in the way the town has evolved. Within a tight community, people with unique character evolve and become legends. Steve-o and Joe are such legends, uniquely Australian and only possibly in Queanbeyan. The rest is the imagery. We are all familiar with and can easily recognise ourselves. Steve-o, I drive through a posh suburban street. Everyone here wears silver hair, drives shiny silver cars, lives life with flair. Children ride bikes to grammar, look so neat. Women walk fluffy obedient dogs, oh so sweet. Carry bags for and with their shit. In the sunset on fancy patio, handsome gigolo living the dream solo. Dressed for polo, clad in Ralph Lauren, glass of vino and phone in hand. In my street lives Bricky's labourer Dave, in his faded stubby shorts for every season. He fiddles around in his shed, no reason, stacked with fishing and camping gear. There he guards a fridge packed with beer. His friend Joe calls him Steve-o. Joe pulls up in a Statesman in Arvo, looks grand with a beer in his hand. Dog walkers stop by, wait in casual mode. As their pet takes time, releases the load. They carry a bag, but leave the turd behind. Small patches of a neglected lawn do not mind. Native dogs bark, enraged, disappointed, I find.
Today we heard Mirsad Ramic on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.